Yeah, you know, it's first off, thanks for having me. It's fantastic to be able to talk about this great product that we're bringing to Baltimore, and we're in very good shape right now. You know, we have dealers down on the second floor going through the motions, making sure that training's going properly. We have a number of other training courses going on. You'll see in one of our restaurants, we have our Johnny Sanchez team in there, you know, we're wrapping up some of the minor construction items, and the entire team came on board Monday of this week, and we're rocking and rolling and getting ready for the 26th.
How big is that team? How many workers are we talking about?
We're going to open with a little over 2,000 team members, and you know, originally I think we had said somewhere between 1,700 and 1,900, and a big demand in this market that we've seen is an increase for part-time positions. So that's one of the reasons for the increase in the number of bodies that we have as part of our team.
So it's 2,000 full and part-time combined.
That is correct.
Are most full-time, most part-time?
Most are full-time. Mm-hmm. By far, it's not even close. Full-time is the primary jobs that we have that we've brought on. But there have been a lot of people that would love to work Friday nights or Saturdays or Sundays and help supplement income to their current jobs that they have as well.
My own experience just driving by here, and I was telling Dave this, I'll drive by here during the legislative session a couple of times a week on the way to Annapolis, and now not covering Annapolis, again, a couple of times a week. It just seems like this building has gone up. I mean, it's practically overnight. Are you ahead of schedule? On schedule? I mean, it went up quickly.
It did. It went up quickly. You know, originally, I think whenever we came to the market, we had talked about opening, you know, sometime in Q4. Then we bumped it to late Q3 or Q4, and now we're looking at August 26th. And, you know, anytime you drive by it, I think it's easy to see not only did it go up quick, but what a transformational difference that this beautiful building has made to South Baltimore and the southern gateway to the city.
Now, you were hoping to open in time for the Ravens season. I know you got the Fort McHenry Bicentennial. I mean, was that all in your mind?
It was all in the hopes, obviously, that we would get open in time for that. If you think about our opening time frame, we open on August 26th, Navy Ohio State on the 30th. Ravens on the 7th, Ravens on the 11th, the Bicentennial that you mentioned. Right after the 11th, I think it's the 12th of September that the Yankees come to town, then the Red Sox come to town, and then the Ravens are back in town, and hopefully we've got a little Orioles postseason baseball wrapped up in there as well.
The other thing you'd notice as you drive down Russell Street is I see billboards for your competition. I mean, Maryland Live, and this is a common practice, happens in the broadcasting business too. What is going to set Horseshoe apart, not only from Maryland Live, but other casinos in Maryland, others on the East Coast?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a couple things, obviously. There's the scale and scope of Caesars Entertainment, and that includes our Total Rewards program, the mobility that our customers have to earn Total Rewards credits in one market and use them in another. Our World Series of Poker brand, obviously, is a big one from a poker perspective. I'll tell you, and you know, as we've had team members come on this past Monday, the real difference will be the approach that we take towards customer service and the passion that we'll have behind making it right for the gambler. And from our perspective, I think that is the biggest piece. Now, you know, on a separate note as well, we've also really built a hospitality facility here that includes gaming. We haven't necessarily built a casino only, and I think we'll have a lot of customers that come down that want to take part in the hospitality offerings that we have, whether they game or not.
You expect people to just come down here and go out to dinner to any one of your restaurants?
Absolutely. I think, you know, obviously with Johnny Sanchez, John Besh and Aaron Sanchez, phenomenal new taco and tequila restaurant that we have, and then Guy Fieri coming in with his restaurant. And then, you know, our announcement yesterday with Charm City Cakes being the exclusive cake offering in our steakhouse that we're going to offer. You throw those on top of the Baltimore marketplace where we've really worked on and focused on bringing Baltimore into the casino by bringing in some local restaurants and establishments that are already in existence.
Are you looking at getting people from out of town coming here? Or are you looking at more local traffic, or is it both?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think it's going to be local and regional as the primary base that we're going to draw from. But once again, the great thing about Caesars Entertainment is that national network. And I just answered an email a few minutes ago from a lady that I know very well from Louisiana based on being there before I moved up here. And she sent me an email and said, I'm coming up for your grand opening. So I think we're going to see a lot of out-of-towners into the business.
You've opened casinos before. How does this one compare and this whole project compare?
Yeah, actually, it's this is the first one that I built from the ground up. I've been involved in hotel builds from the ground up, but never the casino from the ground up. And, you know, it's exciting for me to be able to. I've been out of the operational side of the business for about 2 years. Significant learnings, great learnings, and it's been fantastic for me and my growth. But I'm looking forward to the operation side again and having the opportunity to interact with the customers that come through as well as our team member.
At the back of my mind, are you thinking about what's going on in Atlantic City where you have casinos that are actually closing? And you're here, Caesars is opening a casino. There will be another casino that MGM's going to open down in National Harbor in a couple of years. Are you worried that what happened there might happen here?
You know, no, I'm not. You know, we're seeing, you know, fantastic market numbers coming out of Maryland right now. It's good to see that type of growth and that type of volume in the Maryland gaming market. And we feel very positive about coming into the market and the timing in which we're doing that.
Let me ask you about the job part again. And you mentioned 2,000 team members. I understand you had a number of job fairs throughout the city, and the demand, the response, I understand, was pretty amazing. I mean, in terms of the number of people who showed up.
It really was. We partnered with the Baltimore City Council, the Mayor's Office of Employment Development, to make sure that we hit every corner of the city. We hit every district in the city with an educational forum first to let individuals know what they needed to do to apply for jobs and what types of jobs we would have. And then we followed that up with, once again, hitting all the districts with an actual job fair to make sure that we assisted them in those efforts. And it's been extremely positive. We've had great feedback. We have a great team member base that's in place right now. And approximately 50% of those individuals are from Baltimore City.
50% of those from Baltimore City. Was that a requirement, or was that just a goal on your part?
It's obviously been at the forefront of what we wanted to accomplish as we moved into Charm City, to be able to provide the benefit of those jobs to as many Baltimore City residents as possible. We signed the mayor's directive as it relates to employ Baltimore and doing the best that we could do to hire numbers. So there wasn't a specific goal, but obviously we're very happy with the results that we've been able to achieve.
And what's left to be done in the next 25 days?
You know, there's still a lot to be done. We've got a lot of training left to do to make sure that our employees are able to provide the best service possible to customers. We've got some final touches that we have to put on the inside of the building. We've got a lot of cleaning to do from dust and sheetrock dust and those things that are still occurring. But, you know, it's one of those things that 25 days is a very short period of time, and we're certainly going to be ready not only for the 25th, but we have a couple controlled demonstrations before that.
And I was going to ask you about that. When are those? I know that's required for any casino, and they're called controlled demonstrations. I always forgot the term. When is that taking place? Has that been scheduled yet?
It has. We have two controlled demonstrations. One is on the 18th of August, and the second is on the 21st.
And those are where the proceeds benefit charities. Have you picked out the charities you're going to
help? We have. We have a special event, I think, announcement that's going to be coming out as it relates to those two charities in the near future. And the individuals invited to those two controlled demonstrations will be driven from the charities that we're partnering with.
Gotcha. Okay. I think that's all we need.